Hi, this is Tiffany Cano. On December 8th, we are calling and gathering together to have some prayers and group healing and some exercises on how to hold our space and boundaries so that we're not empathically feeling all the stress and anxiety and devastation that is happening all over Southern California right now. So since there are a few people who don't know me but know my dad, Randy, and are coming because you're horse people, briefly, I have been doing energy healing and clairvoyant readings since I was young. I could see energy, and I do healing on people and horses and animals and corporations as my full-time job, and I teach workshops all over the world on how to do that, and I lead spiritual retreats in India and Italy and San Diego. So as I was, and I live in Orange County, so as I have been getting numerous calls from people, you know, asking for help because they've been evacuated or, you know people who have been, I've been working my tushy off trying to help with prayers and creating energetic shields of protection for places. So I just felt like it would be great if we could get together as a group and have some group energy and prayers and momentum. And so just out of curiosity, who has been feeling just like a lot of stress and anxiety or devastation or overwhelm from just everything that's been happening? You can just kind of state your name and I'll, I just want to get a poll if that's happening here with you.
Yeah, Bonnie. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Julie, for sure.
Okay. And by the way, if you're going to talk, you'll probably have to unmute yourselves. I know I had to.
I know, I just did that.
That would be me, Randy, as well.
Here's a reminder. Okay. All right. And anyone else real quick? Go ahead.
Tiffany, I just can't tell you how deep, I mean, it's bewildering over here to know it's happening there because it's not, we're not separate from it. We think we are, but we're not. To
yeah,
the animal.
Thank you for calling in from Australia to help us. Yeah, I think the hardest part has been just hearing about how many horses have passed. I mean, I think it would be great to just have a moment to acknowledge and, you know, offer love to every person and every animal who has transitioned or is injured because of something that has happened with the fire.
Yeah, Tiffany, I also think about all the wildlife.
Yeah.
And all the people that have lost their homes, like, I don't know if my brother's house is still there or not. They can't go back. But, you know, you think of all the animals, not just the horses that have perished, but everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's just take a moment and touch our hearts, to activate our hearts, and just offer love and peace to any person, any animal, even the nature, everything that has transitioned or is injured right now. And also offering love and peace to the family that is left behind. Offering love and comfort. And we may do that again when we do our prayer. So another quick way to get yourself centered when you're feeling stressed and anxious with all that's happening is to do slow, deep breathing exercises, like slow, deep breaths, usually to a rhythm of 6-3-6-3, where you inhale for a count of 6, hold 3, exhale for a count of 6, hold 3, inhale 6, hold 3, exhale 6, hold 3. So that's the rhythm. We'll do it for a minute just to get really centered before we even start our prayer. So inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hold, 2, 3, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hold, 2, 3, inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hold, 2, 3, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hold, 2, 3, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, hold, 2, 3. A few rounds on your own. Good. All right, great. I think I'm going to mute everybody just because I still hear some background noises, and then if I ask you guys to talk, I'll unmute you. So here we go.
Conference muted.
And when I say the prayer, there's no particular faith or religion associated with it. I have studied the world's religions, and I love them. So if I say the word God, and you prefer the word Jesus or Buddha, universe, great spirit, please interchange that in your mind, and then continue to be open and receptive. Let us begin. Please uncross all arms and legs, and no driving, because I want you to be able to really relax and close your eyes, okay? To the Supreme God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, beloved friend, all the great, great ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides, we thank you. Thank you for miraculous, merciful, instantaneous healing, help, wisdom, guidance, clarity, mercy, grace, and ease, protection for everyone. Thank you for blessing everyone in Southern California, all the people, all the animals, all the wildlife, all of nature, everyone who has been affected by all of these fires. Bless humanity around the world, every single person who is connected and affected by this. Thank you for helping us to be the best instruments for peace and healing and help tonight. Thank you, God, for extinguishing all the fires in California. Thank you for stopping the wind. No more wind. Adding in rain. Rain, rain, rain. Get this place wet. I've never really liked rain, you know, living in California. I moved here for a reason, but we need rain now. Please bless California, Southern California, with rain and put out these fires. So what I'd like you to do now is everybody put your palms up, hands up, like you are blessing the earth. So imagine you have Southern California in front of you, and I want you to use your hands as a way to bless. So let your heart chakra get even more activated, and your crown chakra to get even more activated, and your hand chakras to get nice and big, and then we will pray and offer even more blessings. Thank you, God, for showering Southern California with so much peace and calmness. with love, with serenity, with comfort, with ease, with help. Help every person, every animal who has been affected by the fires. Blessing everyone who is near those fires, every person and every animal who's near them and is still, quote unquote, in danger by them. Thank you for the peace and the comfort and the safety. Blessings, 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 blessings. Now with your hands up, still projecting at Southern California, and particularly any parts of Southern California where there's fires, I want you to imagine yourself blessing those fires with blue prana, blue energy, which is very calming. It helps to disinflame. So imagine all the fires just being disinflamed, shrinking, disintegrating, just like being completely extinguished. Imagine these fires tiny in front of you, and you're showering them with this blue energy that's super calming, calming, calming. And imagining that these fires are completely going out, being extinguished now. Completely going out. No more fires. Keep blessing with blue, 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 blue energy, blue prana. Calm the fires, calm the winds, calm the whole area with blue. Peace and calmness, peace and calmness. Extinguishing the flames, no more flames. Be as if you have one of those fire extinguishers in your hand and you are just spraying down these flames until there's nothing left. Imagining these flames being completely put out. Picturing them just going into nothing. There's no more oxygen to fuel it. There's no more wind to move it around. There's no more kindling to burn. They are just completely going out. No more flames. Blue, calming, peaceful energy. Good. Very good. You may notice just by even being a channel for this peace and calm that it's taking your stress level down a few notches. Good. Keep blessing this area. And imagine that there is an energetic wall around each of these fire zones. And the wall is like a mile high. And there's zero oxygen or wind or anything that could get out or in. Like this, the shield is very, very, very high. The guards, the walls, the shields encasing these fire zones are very high. No fire is getting out. It is contained. The fires are contained. If you ever watched Gandalf in, you know, the wizard in those movies with the hobbits, where Gandalf the wizard, he holds his staff and he just like plants it down on the ground. He's like, "Thou shall not pass." I want you to do that. Like, this fire shall not pass. Use your will. This fire shall not pass. It will stay contained within here. Within these fire zones. It shall not pass. Good. That feels stronger. Now go back to blue. Inside that container, inside the fire zone, bless it with blue. Calm, peace. Extinguish that fire. No more fire. No more fire. It's completely put out. Peace and calm to this fire. Peace and calm to the wind. Peace and calm to every animal, every person, every structure that's still within the fire zone. May they be divinely protected. May there be so much divine protection for every animal, every person, every building, every barn that is still, you know, near danger. May they be divinely protected. So be it. With the help and blessings of God, may these fires be extinguished now. This is a mantra to say for the next like minute or two. With the help and blessings of God, may these fires be extinguished now. With the help and blessings of God, may these fires be extinguished now. With the help and blessings of God, may these fires be extinguished now. With the help and blessings of God, may these fires be extinguished right now. Now, now, now. With the help and blessings of God, may these fires be extinguished now. So be it now. Good. Okay, now keep your hands raised, and I want you to bless every person who has lost a loved one. A loved one meaning another person or an animal. And definitely hold in your prayers all of the people who had horses at San Luis Rey Downs, the racetrack in San Diego, and all the barns that have burnt down, and the 300 to 400 horses who've died, all of the wildlife, all of the I know there's been some people who've been burnt or died from their burns. Like, bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them, and shower everyone who's connected to them with so much peace and calmness and serenity. Love. So much love. So much peace and calm. Good job. Good. Very good. May the love be the salve to heal all broken hearts. May divine love be the comfort to every person, every animal, and all of nature that has been affected. Blessings of peace and love. Good. Now go ahead and put your hands down, palms facing up. Keep your arms and legs uncrossed. If you'd like, we will now officially start the group healing for you on this call, as well as anyone listening to the recording. And again, I'm still holding everyone in Southern California still within this as we're doing it. So imagine yourself under a waterfall of divine healing light. May this divine healing light come down your crown chakra, which is located on the top of your head, down into your body, filling every cell in your body with divine healing energy. You can imagine that you, your animals, your friends, your family, everybody who you know and care about who's affected by this, that they are all together with you underneath this waterfall of divine healing light. Let this waterfall calm and soothe you. Fill you with peace, fill you with love, fill you with comfort. May all stress, fear, anxiety, worry, devastation, overwhelm, anger be washed away. As if you're under this waterfall or taking a shower and the water washes away the stress of the day, let it do that. But not only on the outside of you, but the inside of you, so that your body, your mind, your heart, your soul is being purified and cleansed right now. Release. Let go. Release. Let go. Let go. Good. Let go of all negative emotions. Let go of all negative thoughts. Let go of anything that you are feeling. Let go of anything that you soaked up from other people or the mass group consciousness thought forms. Release everything out of your space. In a moment, we're going to do a space holding exercise, but right now I want you to just let your space be cleansed. Cleansed, purified, and healed. Let go. Good. Very good. You can also let go straight down into the earth. You can imagine that you have energetic roots going down your feet into the earth. Minimum 15 feet down, 15 feet wide. Energetic roots going down, grounding you. When you get grounded, it helps you to be more centered. It's very, very, very good practice, especially in a time of crisis. But it's a good habit to be in. And also for those of you who are writers, you want to be grounded. It helps you to really keep your seat when you're on your horse. So get grounded, 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 very, very rooted. Energetic roots going down into the earth, deep, 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 deep and wide. Okay. When you get grounded, it helps you to hold your space and boundaries better. Thank you, God, for ongoing healing and help the entire time and even beyond this call. Help and healing ongoingly. Okay, you guys are looking cleaner to me than you were before, which is good. Hopefully you're starting to feel lighter and brighter as well. Now, one thing that will help it to be even better is when we do this exercise to hold your space and boundaries. So imagine that you have this energetic bubble around you. This is your space. Most people's space bubble, on average, is a couple feet around their body. And people who have either a lot of spiritual training and their aura is very big, like they're very, very spiritual people, or people who, you know, just have that presence factor, like you can actually, like, feel or see or sense that, they hold their space well, and there's a radiance and an effervescence. So I want you to allow yourself to have a space, which oftentimes when there's fear and anxiety, we, as a self-defense mechanism to protect ourselves, will collapse our space and make it small. But when we do that, it makes it very hard to think and feel, and everything is overwhelming and magnified. So I want you to allow your space to expand. So that space bubble that's around you, I want you to allow it to expand minimum 10 to 15 feet in all directions, in front of you, to the back of you, to the side, to the right side, to the left side, 15 feet above your head, 15 feet below you, below your feet, into the earth, equally in all directions. Breathe. Allow your space to expand. You're safe. You're safe. Good. Now on the outside of this space bubble is a boundary. It's an energetic cellular membrane that's a boundary. And in a moment, I'm going to give you an intention that we'll say together so that you can strengthen these boundaries. And the reason why you would want to do that is so that you don't soak up all of the fear and stress and anxiety and devastation and upset and chaos that's around you. This will help to protect you in a healthy way and keep you more peaceful and calm and centered and grounded, okay? So again, being mindful of your space around you, making sure it's nice and big and healthy and equal on all sides, in the front, the back, the sides, above your head and below your feet. And I can see that a few of you, your space bubble needs to be equal on the lower half of your body and the sides. Okay, all right, a few of you are self-adjusting, that's very good. Okay, now, instruct your boundaries, that energetic boundary that's around your space bubble. Form the intention right now and mentally affirm, using your willpower, I have clear, healthy, strong, firm, appropriate boundaries. I have clear, healthy, strong, firm, appropriate boundaries. I have clear, healthy, strong, firm, appropriate boundaries. Within these boundaries, I am no longer available for other people's stress, fear, worry, chaos, devastation, upset, grief, and loss. That is theirs to process. I have my own stuff. I'm not processing and soaking up other people's negative emotions anymore. No more. I am unavailable for that. I can have massive compassion, lots of love, and comfort for them by not soaking up their stuff. I can be more helpful if I actually have a boundary and hold my space well. So from this moment forward, I am no longer available to soak up other people or animal or any negative energies that I feel out there. I will stay in my heart space. I will stay in this loving, peaceful, kind, service-filled, compassionate space within myself, within my heart, and I will love them, and I will be there in any way that is appropriate for me, though I am no longer available to soak up their negative energies. I'm not available for the massive group thought forms that are negative that's out there right now. I'm not available for that. So be it. So be it. Okay, now just breathe. Notice how you feel. To me, clairvoyantly, it looks like a lot of you are more peaceful and calm, which is really good. Could you allow your heart to still be open, more open, while having these boundaries up, while being of service and love to other people and other animals who need it? It's a choice. Choose. Choose to have healthy boundaries while being loving. Good. Now from this space where you're cleaner, you have better boundaries energetically right now, let's do one more round of blessing Southern California. So picture California in front of you. Bless, if you want to put your palms facing out again, that would be a good idea. And bless again every person, every being who's been affected by these fires. May God bless and shield and protect all homes, all barns, all schools, all hospitals, all museums, all structures that have not yet been burned. May they be divinely protected. May all the animals be protected. May people be protected. May the land be protected. God's blessings of divine protection, divine love, divine peace, divine healing be upon everyone in Southern California right now. God's blessings be to us all. God's blessings be to us all. Keep blessing. Even more love. Keep going. What I want to do is, this is a really good prayer when we're blessing the earth, is to actually say the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. So just mentally follow along. So keep your hand where you're blessing every person, every being, and all animals. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Let yourself, like, be this channel for love. Don't just say it mechanically. But, like, be loving. So much love that it transmutes the negativity and hatred. Where there is injury, pardon. Shower every person with forgiveness. And the willingness to forgive. Forgive themselves, forgive one another. Where there is doubt, faith. Bless everyone with faith, including yourself. Have more faith, more trust, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Be that beacon of hope. So much light, so much love, so much hope. Where there is darkness, light. 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 Where every cell in your being is light. Where there is sadness, joy. Be that joy. Bless them with joy. Those are the main lines in the prayer that I want to speak out loud right now. It's not the complete prayer, but this is the aspect that I want us to embody while we're blessing. Peace, love, and joy. May God also bless through us prosperity and abundance for all those who've lost their homes. Or animals, or bonds, or tax, or business, or anything that was lost. May they be blessed with prosperity and abundance to recoup financially. May we be blessed with prosperity and abundance and generosity to give and tithe generously. To pull together. As a spiritual family, and give in whatever way is appropriate. Give with love, give with time, give with service, give with money. God's blessings be to all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for ongoingly showering every person, every being who's been affected. By the fires. May the fires be 100% contained and extinguished now. Now, now, now. With thy holy blessing, so be it. Amen. So everyone, take a deep breath. the healing part of the call is complete. I just want to give you a quick reminder that any time you are noticing that you're feeling stressed, do some simple breathing exercises like the 6-3-6-3. Be mindful of your space and let your space bubble expand and get grounded. And reinforce your boundaries, and it will help you tremendously. And then there's one other tool that's really easy that helps to relieve stress, and that's by taking a salt bath. So you can fill your tub and put in 2 to 4 pounds of salt. You want it really, really salty, along with 10 to 20 drops of lavender essential oil. And if you don't want to take a bath, you can get a plastic jar and put salt and lavender oil in that and do a salt scrub in the shower. And you don't actually have to scrub your skin. You can just paste it on and then rinse it off. But the salt will help to extract the negativity and the stress out of you. It's a really easy self-healing tool. That's cheap and fast and easy and, you know, already kind of part of our daily routine. Okay. Thank you for being on this call. I'm happy to stay on it for a period of time. For anybody who has any comments or questions, I'm going to unmute you now.
Hi, Tiff. Okay, This is Debbie. Thank you so much for helping everyone and for just being the conduit that you are to assist everyone. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Julie. Thank you so much. I feel a lot better, more relaxed. I really appreciate it. You're amazing. Yeah. I want to listen to you every day. I wish I could.
You can. I actually have quite a number of healing audios on my website at tiffanycano.com. And I'll post this one in the freebie section. So if you sign up for like the free healing audios, that you can find it there. And then I have a bunch of other ones that you can look at in the products tab at tiffanycano.com. So you can listen and receive healing all the time.
Okay, well, can Randy, like, post it on my wall or something? Or can you post it so I can see it? I just don't have a pen on me to write it all down.
Sure. I mean, it's just my name, Tiffany Cano. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna.
Thank you. Thank you so much for holding that amazing space that you hold for so many of us. And it really touches my heart, the amount of love that you hold, Tiffany. Thank you so much for your audio.
You're welcome. And any news on your house?
I had gotten just before the... just before the call, an alert came in saying that some of the areas in Oceanside Vista were being opened up to let people back in. When I went on the map and put my address in, I'm still in an evacuated area, but it's on the edge. So that's good. I'm going to go there tomorrow and see if I can get in, and I will let you know.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep holding that space until everything is A-OK in the clear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're amazing.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Debbie. And bye, Debbie.
Hi, Deanna. Bye.
Many blessings to you, my beautiful co-created creative cook.
I sent you a text, actually.
Any other questions or comments?
Yeah, this is Bonnie.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you very much for hosting this call. the second time today. I wasn't able to get on it earlier, but I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Suki. I'm a friend of Deanna's.
Hi, Suki.
And I'm staying in her house right now. She's hosting me here. She and her, yeah.
Thank you for being a safe space for her to go when she had to evacuate last night. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. That's part of the function of this house, I've noticed over the years, for many different purposes such as this. So thank you. And it was a wonderful offering you gave, Tiffany. I had one thing to offer, too. I've noticed in my work over the years that a very simple, quick way to clear the auric field is through rubbing alcohol. Just splashing some rubbing alcohol on the wrists and the ankles, the palms, the hands, the feet, the third eye, around the throat, and anywhere on the body that the energy feels congested, clogged, or we're pulling in negative energy or feeling susceptible to thought forms and we're overwhelmed and so forth. But I found that that's another thing. And a lot of people don't know about rubbing alcohol, but it's pretty amazing. But just as a quick fix, what you offered is much more full and rounded and
thank you.
Beautiful. So thank
yeah.
you so much.
So on that note, you guys, you can get a spray bottle and fill it with either rubbing alcohol or vodka and a few drops of lavender essential oil, and you can spritz your whole aura.
Right.
And that is a really easy way to cleanse your space.
Mm-hmm.
And also
beautiful.
You can spritz your bed, your couches, and anywhere where you have stress energy.
Thought forms.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Tiffany, this is Bonnie. And one thing that I've learned from someone else who does, she calls it quantum level healing. And there's a thought, and it's helped me a lot. And that is to think, life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you and through you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really good way to sort of reset a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Love it. Very good.
Love it. Behind the kids here.
Hi, Tiffany. Tiffany, this
Hi.
Is Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Rita.
Thanks for calling in from Maui.
Oh, we appreciate
that.
Lovely. Yeah, of course, I have a lot of friends and family in the Southern California area, so this has been pretty important to me. So thank you for setting this up.
You're welcome.
Tiffany, it's Carmel here.
Hi.
Thank you for facilitating the depth of how I felt I connected with the healing. It's really it's a gift for me to be able to do this with you and with the group. I shall contact you. You do individual sessions, do you, don't you?
Yes, I do all of my healings and clairvoyant readings over the phone. So
amazing.
Yeah. Thanks,
yes.
Deanna. Deanna chimed in. Just
I couldn't help it. She's absolutely
Thank you. Yeah, I shall. It seems synchronicity. Synchronistic. So I shall email you. I do have your email. Or maybe I'll message you on Facebook or something for a time that might.
Yeah, you can send it to tiffany@tiffanycano.com.
Yes.
And we can connect that way. I'm on email more than Facebook, usually, just so you know.
That's good. That's good either way. Okay, I'll email you, and thank you and the group. can't describe it.
I tried to do as much as I could in a short period. I mean, I have like many more hours of healing and tips and tools that I would love to give you guys, but I wanted to, you know, make it compact because a lot of you are still new with working with me. And so, you know, like give you what, you know, was seems like it's good for our first meeting.
One thing that I was feeling in some point earlier in it, when we were doing the calming with the blue, I was being drawn to go back over the desert to calm the, where the winds are coming from. So, I felt it was working. Whatever you were doing was working with me. Yeah, anyway, thank you. Magical to connect with you.
Yeah, Tiffany, it's Julie again. I wish that more people, like I had more notice, like some more people from the horse community that are, you know, devastated could have joined us tonight. Because everything was so soothing and gave me so much peace, and my bubble is big now.
Good. Well,
yeah, I just wish that, like, I didn't see any, like, California horse people on here, and it's a shame because you really put everything, I don't know how to put it in words, but it was so peaceful, and I feel so much better, and I know there's lots of people out there that would have benefited so much from tonight. Hearing from you, so I don't know.
Well, you
want to do it again?
I am committed for pretty much all day tomorrow. I might be able to do it again on Sunday, but the best thing would be right now is to guide people to this recording, you know, like send them there so they can listen to it. And,
okay. And that recording.
You can connect with me on my dad's Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can friend me there, and I'll post the link of
perfect.
You know,
and then I can share the link, like just have Randy put it up. I mean, it's fine. I see him every day, so I can. Yeah, that would be wonderful if they could just hear what you said tonight. It would be great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And if they need more help than that, then, you know, have them reach out to me directly and we'll see what can be done, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much, Tiffany.
You're welcome.
Lots of love to you.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Hey, Tiffany.
Good night, everybody.
Hi, April.
Hi. I had to tell you what's going on.
What?
Well, in my mind's eye, I'm with everybody in California, and everybody is out in the streets, and they're dancing in puddles because the rain is coming down in just the right amount and just the right places, and puddles are gathering, and people are dancing, and they're wet, and it feels so good. I just had to share that what was happening with you.
Mm.
I love it. That's lovely, though.
Unfortunately, no rain here for the rest of the month.
It must have been down the road a little bit then, because I was clearly.
I mean, maybe tonight we could like drum it up, but.
Well, maybe the moist coastline. Like I wake up every day and I've got a moisture film on my car. I live by the water in Dana Point, and. Maybe we can just, like, project all that moisture over the whole Southern California.
Yes.
Yeah. But I love that visual. Thank you, April.
You're welcome.
You know, the visualization of it takes the dryness out of the air, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So thank you guys for being on the call tonight and participating with me. And if you want the link, you can email Tiffany@TiffanyCano.com and or look at my, you know, Facebook page or my dad's Facebook page. I'll post it probably in about an hour. Okay.
Well, I would like to join that again. Whenever you're doing it, Tiffany, it doesn't matter what time of the day or night.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Bye for now.
Thank you, Tiffany. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Thank you.
Randy, are you still there?